An emboldened Nationals Party is flexing its muscles under new leader Barnaby Joyce and creating a big headache for the Morrison government. The Nats blindsided the Liberals by attempting to make major changes to the Murray-Darling Basin plan. In other words, the junior coalition partner tried to force the government, of which it's a part, to overhaul its own policy. But it didn't work, and as Bridget Fitzgerald reports, it's a warning to the Prime Minister the Nationals are determined to be heard.
In a debate over water, there were some fiery exchanges.
This is an attack from the water terrorists of the coalition.
We've got the National Party in here moving amendments to gut the Murray Basin plan against the will of their coalition partners.
But the Nationals' attempt to make changes to existing Murray-Darling Basin plan legislation fizzled, knocked on the head by their own coalition partner, the Liberals. It was Victorian Senator Bridget McKenzie who'd proposed removing a requirement for 450 gigalitres of water to be returned to the environment and stopping any more buybacks of water rights from irrigators. Senator McKenzie is expected to be reinstated to Cabinet under resurrected Nats leader Barnaby Joyce, and the ABC's been told she wants the water portfolio. Her ultimately futile attempts to try and ensure more water is reserved for farmers has been popular with some of her constituents.
Congratulations, Bridget. And the Nationals.
Jan Beer lives on the Yay River and is a representative of the Upper Goulburn River Catchment Association. While Labor and the Greens have accused the Nationals of trying to spring a surprise and assert their influence under a new leader, Jan Beer rejects the idea of a political stunt and approves of any attempt to try and secure more water allocations for farmers.
There are some aspects of the Basin Plan which cannot be achieved.
A five-year review of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan by the Productivity Commission found it's significantly behind schedule and could cost an extra $500 million. However, it's likely any change to this massive piece of legislation will require bipartisan support. Claire Miller is the CEO of the New South Wales Irrigators Council.
That conversation is going to continue regardless of what happens in the Senate.
As for whether the Nationals or anybody will be able to secure more water for farmers, that's unlikely given the current climate change projections. ANU hydrologist Professor Rob Vertesi is the chair of an Environmental, Economic and Social Advisory Committee to the Murray-Darling Basin Authority.
Everyone's water entitlements are more likely than not to be going down in the future, both the environments and the consumptive users as well. So it's a pretty serious problem.
South Australian Liberal MPs and senators are clearly unhappy with the Nationals' attempt to use the Murray-Darling Basin Plan as a political weapon, sending the PM a letter calling on him to ensure the legislation remains unchanged. The question now is whether the Nationals' manoeuvring may have backfired, upsetting the Liberals just as party leaders are renegotiating the coalition agreement.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.